I mean, what are we, like, do we have a breaking news thing? I probably have to dig one up and put it at the start of this. Good God. August 8th. It's Wednesday. It's, what, 4:12 in the afternoon on the East Coast. We just said goodbye to each other, having recorded two episodes to get ahead of ourselves and ahead of the schedule here. And now this news came out from the Academy. So welcome to another episode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar. And we're back. Co-host Mike One. This is also Mike.
Also Mike here.
We don't have an Oscar Sprint profile. We don't have a Devil and the Advocate. We don't have a Half So Quick. We don't have any of that. We have actual legitimate breaking news. The Academy, in all their infinite wisdom, has just dropped three massive changes to the upcoming Oscar season for both this year, yes, going into the 91st Academy Awards, and going forward. I guess we'll start. I'll read off the highlights of the letter that was released to the public. This is straight off Vanity Fair's website. Dear member, last night, the Board of Governors met to elect new board officers and discuss and approve significant changes to the Oscars telecast. The Board of Governors, staff, Academy members, and various working groups spent the last several months discussing improvements to the show. Tonight, the board approved three key changes. The first one, a three-hour Oscars telecast. We are committed to producing an entertaining show in 3 hours, delivering a more accessible Oscars for our viewers worldwide. To honor all 24 award categories, we will present select categories live in the Dolby Theater during commercial breaks. Correct. Categories to be determined in parentheses. The winning moments will then be edited and aired later in the broadcast. Mm-hmm. That's
which
number one.
The Tonys do.
Sure. We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Two, new award category. We will create a new category for outstanding achievement in popular film. Eligibility requirements and other key details will be forthcoming. Number three, earlier air date for 92nd Oscars. This will be the Oscars that air in 2020, covering the 2019 year in film. The date of the 92nd Oscars telecast will move from Sunday, February 9th, 2020, from the previously announced February 23rd date. The date change will not affect awards eligibility dates or the voting process. The 91st Oscars telecast remains as announced on Sunday, February 24th, 2019. We have heard from many of you about improvements needed to keep the Oscars and our Academy relevant in a changing world. The Board of Governors took this change seriously. We are excited about these steps and look forward to sharing more details with you. Signed, John Bailey and Dawn Hudson. So three big changes. We're going to take them out of order, but we'll just recap quickly. One, hard 3 hours Oscars telecast. Two, new award category for best achievement in a popular film. And three, earlier air date for the 92nd Oscars. Let's go with the biggest one.
Popular film.
Big, big change. Whole new category implemented immediately, going to be affecting the 91st Academy Awards in 2019. Best outstanding achievement in a popular film.
Now, the two of us, we have held the torch for blockbusters getting more recognition at the Oscars.
Yes.
The entire existence of our podcast. We have been making this argument in years before we even started the pod.
Yes.
The Dark Knight should have been nominated.
Yes.
It's a silly thing for it not to have been. Last year, I had movies like Thor Ragnarok and Spider-Man Homecoming in my top 10. Go to the Mike, Mike, and Oscars and listen to that episode. I think this year, looking at the films that are already out, you have Avengers Infinity War, you have Mission Impossible Fallout, and of course, you have Black Panther, which are billion-dollar properties, which are seen by most
everybody
of the world.
Yep.
Now you have a substantive category between these because, you know, studios, they are putting more resources into these tentpoles. It is a blockbuster culture. Now, this is not that different from the 70s necessarily in terms of Oscar being incorporating them into the Best Picture category because The Godfather did both. It was the highest grossing film of the year and it won.
It has happened.
Titanic. Same thing.
But I'll get into the numbers about why it hasn't happened as much. But you're right. It hasn't happened lately.
So instead of, you know, when you expanded the Best Picture category to 10 nominees, the Academy's powers that be thought it would include more blockbuster films like The Dark Knight. Instead, it basically went from 5 art films to 10 art films,
or
5 small budgets to 10 small budgets.
You mean changes with idealistic inceptions really don't end up working out that way?
Exactly.
That's crazy. Wonder what will happen here.
So, the Academy letter to its members, how they explained the 10 nominee field in terms of their explanation of it in the past, the expansion, and of course, all of the Hollywood media, what I've read thus far in the last hour, they have written that the problem with the Oscar ratings, that the source of that problem, the cause of that problem, is that blockbusters aren't included, correct?
Lunacy, but yes.
That's the major issue.
Yes.
We have a movie going public, seeing those movies rather than more often than they see the Florida Project, right?
Okay.
Than the indie movies.
Yeah, you know, it's, you're right.
So if they incorporate more popular films into the award show,
ratings will go up, right?
Ratings will go up, so they think. Now, we have...
Except...
we have thought this through before, and when we were just coming up with this Oscars podcast, never mind leading into last year's Oscars, you know, we were kind of polling our family and friends, and how many of our conservative friends were just totally turned off by the broadcast.
I can name general. People off the top of my head that just refuse to not. I mean, they don't watch the movies, first of all, but they will not stand for the politicking going on the Oscars and the Academy Awards.
I'm the same way. Each one of my Republican friends and relatives, they don't want to have anything to do with it. They don't want to sit through the speeches. Right. Now, you and I, we agree with those speeches.
Exactly.
You and I vote blue. You and I don't have a problem. We support the stands that are made.
Right.
But there is a political divide in this country that's very obvious. I don't have to get into that. There are lines drawn, and any association with how nasty the discourse has been over the years, especially on the heels of this election, there's one side of the population, all 48, 49 million of them, I forget what the popular vote stats actually were, versus the 50-51 that voted for Hillary Clinton. There's half the population that's could be soured, and much of that voting body is soured by the Academy Awards, by the perception that this is a liberal media event.
It's a really good point. It's one I agree with, and I do think the politics have seeped their way into all areas of life, really. Politics has become pop culture. Now, because of that, I don't know that a move towards apoliticalness, which I think is what this is, trying to separate themselves from the political messages that these actors, I don't think that's going to work.
I don't necessarily think so either, because you don't have John Ford making pro-war movies like you did in the 50s and 60s. You don't have John Wayne, all right, being that crossover
and
star.
And those people aren't coming back.
Making Oscar movies. No, if you put up Wonder Woman, Star Wars The Last Jedi, if you put those movies up for
Black
a best
Panther,
popular...
Yeah.
Yeah, and this year, Black Panther, if you put those movies, they're making blatant political, socio-political statements that we happen to agree with and applaud, but it's still something that, I mean, half the population, at least, well, on Twitter and on social media, disagreed with Last Jedi, right?
This is the point I made on Twitter when I was commenting on this, when the story first broke. If you're doing something to appease the trolls... And I use that term liberally. I understand that. But if you're trying to say, let's just take the politics out of it. Say it's snarky Star Wars fans, right?
Right.
Who, whatever their meanings are.
They are a small percentage
right.
of the rest
but
of the
But I'm
fans
saying let's put that under a microscope. Yeah. Let's say that it was specifically done to appease the Star Wars fans that are so vocal on Twitter. If you're going to make an award specifically to appease a vocal minority that loves to troll, you're not going to. They troll
correct.
To troll. They're not trolling so you can change something.
And we're not equating Republicans in general
no,
to these
and that's why I say
trolls.
Take
that's a small percentage.
Yeah.
And you got a small percentage on the other side as well. So here they're trying to reach out to the mass public that are seeing these films. The question I have is, does it really matter in terms of this ratings decline? Because that 48 million... Are you going to get more of them who voted for Trump, who vote Republican, to turn on to the Oscars when a lot of them are turned off? That's our supposition.
Right.
Again, you can question our supposition and our assumption on what the problem is. I think that's more of a problem. Yes, you can improve the broadcast, which we'll get to, but this at its core is
and if
an issue.
If you're saying you want those people back in your fold... I don't think opening it up to a more populist idea is going to do it anyway. I don't think those people are not watching the Oscars, the snooty Oscars events, just because of the political leanings of the actors.
Are they tuning in?
I think there's more to it.
Are they tuning in for Avengers Infinity War or Mission Impossible Fallout? Is there that John Ford, Olive Branch, John Wayne,
how
Olive
many,
Branch
maybe. Yeah, how many
reached across the
in?
Aisle?
Right, but how many people are you really bringing
I
in?
I mean, they just want more at this
right.
point. So even if it's incremental, even if it's some in terms of a net gain, you know, they're happy. ABC's happy. So is, you know, the Academy there. So it makes some sense to me. I just don't necessarily know if their explanation is just bullshit and it's purposely bullshit. it, and they're secretly trying.
Oh, it's cynical. And I told you this beforehand. I think you're being an idealist. You are in favor of this new category.
Well, here...
To an extent.
Putting my film critic hat on. So that was the other angle I wanted to talk about. It just purely film criticism and judging these movies and stacking them up against each other. How do you compare Avengers Infinity War with Eighth Grade? How do you judge those two? You have the small
but
indie
that's
movie.
That's the beauty of the Academy.
I think it's fun, and I like the discourse, and I like the mental gymnastics I have to do, but it's very difficult for me to compare apples with The Wedding Feast, right? The apples,
but they're not doing it by budget. If they were, that'd be one thing. They're not separating them by budget. It's separated by popularity, whatever that means.
How do you compare The Florida Project to Wonder Woman? I just think they're such different movies, and there's so many resources poured into these big budget movies, and they've almost been, there's been like a prejudice in the elite Academy members and the voting members to vote against those movies. We've seen that happen with the expansion of the Best Picture. The Dark Knights have not been nominated. Last
right.
year, Wonder Woman was not nominated. So even this year, where it looks like you have a Black Panther juggernaut, it's going to get nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, but is
Best
it
Picture.
Now? Is it now?
So
mean,
that's
the cynical,
new question.
Yeah, here's the cynical version. The idealist version is to say, great, you get another category to recognize when there is a strong enough superhero movie that can cross borders like that
right.
and satisfy both categories. It could be a Best Picture nominee. It could be a Best Original or whatever this Best Popular Movie nominee.
Right.
The cynical version of that is the Academy members who have gone through this momentum of these last decade or so of honing in on the artsy picture more so than the blockbuster, saying and this is pretty much what film Twitter at least has landed on in the last hour or so. We're gonna take your big budget popular movies.
Right.
I don't care how good they are. They're not what we want as our best pictures. So we're going to give them this category, the best popular feature category.
Right.
And that's going to be their Oscar. And the best picture Oscar is going to be what we want it to be and keep them separate.
It's a legitimate argument. You and I, and look back to our Mike and Oscars, and of course this year our rankings, and the next Mike and Oscars when we actually vote our top tens. You and I are going to have Black Panther in our top 10.
Of course.
If you and I chose the Best Picture category, Black Panther would be up there.
You could say there's an argument to be made, though, that we are also quite liberal and progressive thinking, that doesn't affect that. You know, there's so many different
yes,
types of worlds.
But for me, it's much easier now to have Avengers Infinity War and Mission Impossible Fallout in their own category. And that's a great race. That's a pretty darn good race. Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Mission Impossible Fallout. My grades for Infinity War and Black Panther are relatively close. My grades for all three are relatively close. Last year, if
yeah,
you looked
now,
at it.
But now it's Black Panther doesn't have a shot to upend eighth grade.
Upend The Widows or whatever winds up being the favorite.
Correct.
Correct.
The point
correct.
Is the artsy Best Picture
we
nomination.
Still think it should be nominated
right.
for both.
Right.
The question I have is, will that happen? Or will they just vote 10, you know? And
that's, this is where we,
is it
you're,
five
you're
and
the
five?
Idealist and I'm the cynic. It's got to meet in the middle at some, it's got to come into this line somewhere.
Question I have, is there still 10 Best Picture nominees?
That's something we're going to have to find out as we go, because I have that same
or
question.
Or is that back down to five?
Right.
You got five and five, because that's another huge question.
Right. I would think, well, the whole idea, the original idea of making Best Picture 10, like you said, is to satisfy the comic book movie, the bigger budget superhero
right.
movies, etc. I would be shocked if they go back on that.
I still think you'll have those outliers like Titanic and The Godfather break through both. And you'll have the next Titanic, whatever
Man,
that
I
may
hope
be,
so. I just don't know.
Should break through both. This year, I think Black Panther should break through both.
Look at the
it
last.
Should win, you know, it probably wins Best Popular Film, and it probably is nominated for Best Picture.
Now, you said those crossover films, those ones that are both Best Popular and Best Picture, they haven't happened often. I mean, at least not in the last 10 years. Ever since the Academy expanded Best Picture to 10 nominees. 2009, there were two movies that finished in the top 10 box office and were nominated for Best Picture out of the 10, Avatar and Up. Avatar had a legitimate chance to win Best Picture that year. It didn't win.
Right.
2010, two movies, Toy Story 3, no shot at winning, and Inception, distant third at best of The Social Network and King's Speech.
Mm-hmm.
2011, zero movies in the top 10 box office made the Best Picture nomination. 2012, zero movies. 2013, one movie in the top 10 box office. Gravity was nominated for Best Picture. 14, zero movies. 2015, one movie. The Martian, no shot at winning. 2016, zero movies in the top 10 box office. 2017, zero movies in the top 10 box office were nominated for Best Picture. So there is a divide between the best popular, at least lately, the best popular and the biggest box office.
Right. So they took one measure to try and bring in these blockbusters. Now they're taking another.
But what about the argument that the award for the best, most popular picture, quote unquote, is money? What about the argument that that is their trophy? The money is the trophy.
That's a good point. And
it's not. It wasn't mine.
They're trying to get people to watch this broadcast and to buy into the Oscar season. So and to watch all and watch all of the coverage of said Oscar season. Correct. I mean,
I want to be as that was that point about money. By the way, was made by Mark Harris NYC at Mark Harris NYC on Twitter. Not me. He's a great film critic. I want to be as open to this as you. I'm just so goddamn angry and cynical about it.
The other thing that film Twitter is kind of annoying me with a little bit right now is. Why is controversy a bad thing for news?
Well, that's
and
not. Yeah,
for
you're
the
right.
Swirl of you're right. coverage. It's the great
We're
thing.
Talking about the Oscars on August 8th.
This is
yeah.
a great thing for our podcast.
Right, it is. You're totally right there.
Wonderful. It's so exciting. If there's controversy and there's debate and there's just a raging film Twitter debate that goes from now until the actual award show, that's great.
Then the Oscars
that's great
wins,
for
yeah.
business. That's great for...
But then can't you make the argument that the debate about whether or not to watch the Oscars in the first place is great for the Oscars?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Can't you make the debate, if you're saying that the debate about the Oscars changing now is a good thing for the Oscars, what's the difference between saying this debate is good for the Oscars, but the debate about whether or not to watch the Oscars in the first place because of the political messages is a bad thing?
Because they're not engaging in the debate. Like, film Twitter can engage in the debate, and it might even expand the film Twitter and the whole blogosphere and the whole film
critic
society.
But then aren't
society.
You just talking about people that are going to watch the Oscars regardless anyway? You're not bringing in new eyes.
Well, you're bringing in new eyes if during the award season coverage, you're sinking your teeth into this new category, which is going to be new and exciting, and which is going to incorporate Mission Impossible Fallout, which I don't think appeals to one side of the aisle or the other. Correct?
So let's put in to pretty much a bottom line here. You will be happy with this category if what? If what happens, what needs to happen for you to know, for you to be assured that it's an idealist campaign? That it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, as opposed to what I think it's doing, which is saying, hey, Black Panther, awesome job, awesome script, great blockbuster.
Here's
You're
your
not
other
a best
award.
Picture. Yeah.
I think Black Panther needs to be a best picture nominee.
I do too.
And that's a simple answer. I mean, you set me up for it, but that's the case. This kind of transitions into our moving up the date conversation
yeah.
because now you're popularizing the Oscars. You're doing that on purpose. You're trying to get more people's eyes on this broadcast. And you are, and it was handled relatively equally, even though you can talk about the timing of the award presentations for above and below the line. Relatively equally is probably not fair, but it's the best sound editor gets to make a speech in front of the entire world.
Yeah. Gets his 15 minutes, sure.
He gets his time in the spotlight.
And how many times have we seen that? I mean, granted, not always best sound editor. Sometimes it's the lower categories. But Roberto Fellini jumping across aisles, making his way to the stage. You know, all these types of people that weren't household names become them with these segments.
Yeah, they cut off their speeches a little quicker than they're going to cut off the best actress speech. But at the same time, the best live action short filmmaker is going to get their few minutes mm-hmm. in front of everybody in the middle of that broadcast. If you yada yada that, especially with the technical categories, are you ticking off the majority of the Academy, which is below the line voters?
What are you filling that time with is the question. This was an incredible point brought up by William Bibbiani, who we've talked back and forth with a couple sure. times about a couple different things we respect greatly. What are you filling that time with? The Oscars have gone on record in the past saying we can't give out an award for best stunt or best voiceover actor or best this or best that because there's not enough
broadcast,
time. Right, exactly. Okay, fine. So you're taking awards now. You're adding one already, which is contrary to what you said you could do in the past. And now you're taking awards and you're taking them out of that block and you're just going to give them basically a video package at some point in the proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
What are you adding that time with? Is it going to be more song and dance numbers? Is it going to be more skits? Are we talking about like a variety sketch type deal?
An award show like the Tonys can just add more performances.
Right.
Because they're all performance
exactly.
based.
Exactly.
Like, I don't
are
know.
We going to have a retelling of
the
Greatest
the
Showman? You know what I mean? Like, I'm very worried about that. I'm a worrier. That's why my friends call me Whiskers. I'm a worrier about all this new stuff. And it's not because I fear change necessarily. I want change to be something that's agreed upon basically at least by a majority before it happens. Right. And this sounds like Christopher Tapley, who wrote the article that clued me into this, actually contacted the Academy, and he made the point that this wasn't presented to the Academy before it was implemented. Not all the members, at least. It was by the Board of Governors who approved it, but this wasn't really brought up to the Academy at large to get their feelings on it. This just sort of happened today.
So, this is my angle on what the aftermath of this is going to be. So now you have a majority of below-the-line workers. These are busy people.
Sure, absolutely.
These are folks that don't have time
to
watch a ton of movies because they're making movies year-round.
This is a great point that you're making.
So if they're working their asses off, and you've done a lot at the Academy to expand your membership, diversify it, but when you do that, you're not bringing in a ton of old fogies who can just sit around all day or retired and vote and watch. And watch and not only just in terms of the actual award voting where they have to see the major movies, but look at the nomination voting. Like you got to watch like 100 movies.
Billion movies. I mean, we get bogged
down
by it. We're
film critics. We watch a couple hundred movies a year. They, as filmmakers,
they're men with jobs, Jerry.
Those hours get nuts,
right.
And though for below the line artists, they're working job after job after job.
There's no way. Well, we saw it this year. There's no way the Academy all saw the best short length documentary nominations. There's no way.
They're voting for Kobe Bryant because he's from L.A. They're voting for, you know, on the 405.
Exactly.
Because that's where they live. They kind of vote for it based on, you know, that factor. I also think that Spielberg movies, who Spielberg employs so many of them with his huge corporations.
Another
Spielberg
great
movies like The Post and Bridge of Spies. These are not as good, in my opinion, not even close to The Florida Project and some movies that have been snubbed over the years.
But
now, since you cut the viewing time, now everything can adjust, but it looks like you're cutting the viewing time from first week of March, which is when this Oscar show aired, to the first week of February. Now you're cutting that time a month.
And the intent behind this is so... You want to beat the BAFTAs and what? I mean, you're not going to beat the Globes. Those are in January. You want to be out before the BAFTAs and some of the and the
now with
Critics'
them,
Choice?
With them making a change, everything could get adjusted but naturally adjusted by everybody else. So if the Oscars make a change, award season could freaking start in August. Like we can have Oscar movies coming out August, September, November.
Everything
can adjust.
That's true.
And indie movies could come out more in the late summer and whatever when the college kids are home. I don't know. I think that all the film Twitter, the award season coverage, all of that can adjust.
But my point more was if the Oscars beats Critics' Choice to air, are we going to watch the Critics' Choice Awards? I mean,
well,
seriously.
We will, but...
We will. But I mean, seriously, you use those. Those are kind of the barometers of what you're going to see Oscar night and kind of prepare you for and get your Oscar pools picks in and stuff like that. Gives you a better frame of... You got to think some of the people eyes on that product are going to be hurt if the Oscars are already done. I mean, it's kind of a malicious thing there.
That's true, because I think the Oscars are competing with these other award shows in the audience leading up to it. They're kind of breaking news a bit more because the suspense in years past has been taken away from the Oscar broadcast because it seems like the writing's on the wall for a lot of these.
Has it? Haven't we? Isn't that part of the fun, hoping against hope that the Academy got it right?
But we look at the odds and the long shots rarely break through. Right, it's basically decided before the award show is there. Now, I don't know.
The majority of the time, it
in
is,
my
yes.
mind, everything can still adjust, and you can still have a sure thing come Oscar night just by everybody.
You have the first week of January
up.
Be the Globes, the second week be the Critics' Choice, the third week be the BAFTAs.
Yeah. I wonder if this whole entire wrench thrown into this equation is that they're trying to take a voting body and screw with it. Necessarily, because that would
wait a minute,
make.
But they just invited in all these new people.
I know, but the Academy themselves.
Come on in, sit down. Well, let me get you something to drink.
Just think about how consensus builds, right? Consensus builds through the critics, through the film Twitter, through all of that over months. It used to be consensus building over basically 3 months from the beginning of January to the beginning of March, right? Where you're dealing with a lot of opinions being formed by everybody who drives them. And then now you cut that by a month. You can screw with that voting body.
You can screw with the critics, that's for
sure. You can screw with the critics. You can block all those other award shows and throw them into a tizzy and make them go back to back to back, which could screw up their voting bodies. And now you basically make it more, you could potentially make it more exciting and make it more unpredictable.
So why not just make it a December 31st program every year?
Well,
have a week to vote.
It's then you're going to get only popular movies and only movies that people actually see in
theaters.
Isn't
that what they want? Obviously, screeners. I mean, I don't know.
I just think, you know, during the holidays, it's tough for those below the line folks to watch.
I say that facetiously. I think you raise a lot of good points, and I think it's just very interesting. I think the biggest battle and the one that's going to be on film Twitter for at least the next 24 hours, sure, until we get more information, is going to be about, obviously, that achievement in a popular film, whatever that means.
Yeah, does that lower the prestige of the whole event?
Does it hurt Best Picture? Does it hurt Eyes on the Product? Does it hurt critics covering the product?
And let's look at the Best Animated Feature category over the years. A lot of those movies, in our minds, especially the ones that came out of Pixar, that we felt they should have been ranked in the top five in the Best Picture category further back than Toy Story 3. Yes, you get once in a while Beauty and the Beast and Toy Story 3 get nominated.
Up as well, yeah.
Up, but it doesn't always happen. Basically the Academy can still snub their nose at these movies. And I don't know if that makes it a more fun debate or if that just... I don't know. I don't know how many more, if you get more crossovers because you're kind of doing two things at once.
They obviously want it to be a more of a talking point about the movies. But here's my point, mm-hmm, and what I want to end on, I guess, is that let's go 15 minutes.
I told you.
If you wanted to do this, right? If you wanted to kind of recognize popular films, it's okay if you did this in the 90s where popular blockbuster films probably didn't have the depth and the stories that the art house Best Picture-y films did. So they probably needed to be dragged up to the Best Picture level, pulled up to the Best Picture level. In 2018, we're dealing with Infinity War, Black Panther, all these Mission Impossible that are like 9.0s on IMDb when they first come out.
You're preaching to the choir, 8-point-somethings.
Isn't this just going to drag everything down as opposed to lifting anyone up? Just expand Best Picture again. Make it 15 nominees. But don't do... I am so against this because I think it's just going to cause complication, confusion, and dismay amongst a lot of the studios. Just recognize that these blockbusters are already on the Best Picture caliber.
You may be right. I may be crazy.
Go ahead.
I think...
No!
In my perfect
lunatic
world...
Lunatic looking for... Come on! Sorry.
I think in my perfect world, Mission Impossible Fallout gets nominated for Best Picture. Black Panther and Avengers Infinity War get nominated for Best Picture. And movies like that, like the Star Wars The Last Jedi, they get nominated for Best Picture regardless. We don't get the schmost. We don't get those other ones involved. Now... I still think the way dealing with the issues we're dealing with and with how difficult it is to compare apples to oranges there or apples to double bacon cheeseburgers or whatever you want to call the the blockbusters there, I think this could clarify things a little bit in that regard. I hope it doesn't nullify the accomplishments and the artistic value of a Black Panther.
You got to let me borrow those rose-colored glasses someday. I really could use them. Yeah, guys, let us know. This is a big story, and it will be at least until we get more clarification as to what exactly a best popular film is, according to the Academy. They say those details are forthcoming, but absolutely, we wanted to get this out. This is kind of a new edge for us. We've never really done a breaking story like this. We don't consider ourselves a news website.
Yeah, we put out monthly news episodes that basically summarize everything. I still think we're going to try and do one of those next week. Maybe we'll have a follow-up. Well, if we do it, we'll definitely have a follow-up
on this story.
Right,
certainly
if this
changes, we're going to talk about it, because this is pretty much... this has ruined our past 50 episodes, I think. So
there's a big
thanks,
movie.
Academy.
There's a big movie pass thing that we're going to talk about in the next episode as well.
Yeah, guys, reach out to us. Let us know your thoughts on all these changes. Mike, and Oscar on Facebook. Mike, and Oscar on Instagram. MM and Oscar on Twitter. Mike, and Oscar at gmail.com. Mike, and Oscar.com on Reddit. iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, all those places if you can give us a review. Michael, final words of wisdom.
Give me that popcorn, Oscar.
What?
They're calling it a popcorn Oscar. They've already nicknamed
oh,
it.
Oh, God, no. The Black Panther in just, memoriam. Sorry we couldn't seriously nominate you,
Oscar. I want
a
sticker with popcorn on it posted on the actual statuette.
Yeah, that's
so go that'll serve ham
the,
here.
That'll serve the Russo brothers well for all their work.
Make right. a golden popcorn?
So it is the MTV Movie Awards then. There's
no
difference.
You put a miniature MTV Movie Award inside Oscar's hands instead of, yeah.
Yeah, and yes, that's a great idea, I think. Reality sucks, guys. Keep watching movies with us. We'll check you next time, probably tomorrow, for Christ's sake. See ya. Yeah.